Okay, so what gave you the idea to start using AI in mathematical research?
So I've always been interested in AI and machine learning as a outsider. And in 2018, I was at the induction ceremony for the Royal Society, and I met Demis Hassabis, who's the founder and CEO of DeepMind. And we were discussing just over coffee applications, potential applications of machine learning and mathematics, and that's when our collaboration began.
And so, why hasn't machine learning and AI been used in mathematics in the past?
That's a really good question. Basically, AI is very good at making black box predictions. So, for whatever reason, the following image does or does not contain a cat. That's what AI is great at. When you've got reams of training data, it can do this. And there's several papers in pure maths that say we can predict some very complicated thing with high accuracy. But that's not so interesting for mathematicians because we really need human understanding and we really need proof. And so in this project, we were able to generate these models to predict accurately after about 2 weeks of work or something. And the real work was being able to peek under the hood of these models and see to some limited extent what was going on.
And so, how does DeepMind differ from other AIs, and how has it been useful in this research that you've been doing?
So DeepMind, one massive advantage that DeepMind have is that they have access to very powerful and big computers. But in this project, we didn't actually use very much computing power at all. It was much more the access to real experts in machine learning. So in machine learning, there's kind of various, very standard kind of out-of-the-box models that you can use. But we ended up using slightly different models that then require real expertise to use. And this was the expertise that was provided by DeepMind.
And so, what was the process that you went through during this research?
I think it was a really interesting example of truly interdisciplinary research. I'm very much a mathematician. I've been a mathematician all my life. I haven't worked with non-mathematicians before, really. And the DeepMind researchers are very much AI researchers. They're very much computer scientists. They've got some mathematics background, but they don't even really know how mathematicians work. And so a lot of the it took us a long time to work out how mathematicians think about things, how AI researchers think about things, and how to communicate. And yeah, I guess we started off, it was a great project because we just didn't know where we were going and we were just trying to find something interesting. And so we tried various things that didn't lead anywhere. And then finally, we got a more accurate feeling of what's starting to work. And then that ended up providing the results that we announced last week.
And what were those results?
Basically, we trained neural nets on fundamental problems in mathematics. So, very, very difficult problems that people have thought very, very long and hard about. So, the problem that I was involved in is a 40-year-old conjecture, which several researchers have basically tried all their life to solve. And we train a neural net to predict some answer. And this training procedure, although we understand from a kind of human point of view what the computer is doing in training, we don't understand the result of the model at all. In the sense that we kind of say to the computer, go and wiggle a whole lot of knots, a couple of billion knobs, sorry, a whole lot of times, and try to get something that works well. And then when it's working well, it comes back to us and says, well, here's your model. But if you try to look into this model, it's a little bit like looking at the electrical activation in a brain. It's very difficult to see what the hell is going on. And then we applied what I understand are pretty standard techniques in AI research to gain a little peek at what the model's doing. And these little peeks actually gave us mathematical insight on these old problems.
I noticed in your article that you talked a lot about intuition. And so how is these AI sort of, do they have a sort of semblance, a simulation of intuition, or have they just fed into your own and other mathematicians' own human intuition when they're looking at these problems?
So I think that Yeah, so I think it's really important to distinguish between the way that we've traditionally used computers in mathematics, which is like as exact computing boxes that allow us to check a million examples or something like that. And what I kind of really value as being a mathematician, which is the kind of more creative, intuitive aspects of mathematical work. And what I felt like the models were pointing us to is something like a kind of intuition. And I'm not claiming that the computers have intuition or something like that, but they appear to, when given enough data and given enough time, they appear to be able to show you the possibly important aspects of a problem. And that seems to me fundamentally new.
And so what's next for this alliance between humans and AI and mathematics and beyond mathematics?
So one of the things, there's two answers to that problem, to that question. I think one of them is just that I think that these techniques are useful for mathematicians on some rather small class of problems that mathematicians work on. So if I'm fundamentally interested in about 10 problems, there's 10 problems I'd like to understand before I die. And there was one of them that I could use these techniques on. The other thing that I find really interesting about this process is that it really highlights the importance of kind of model explainability for humans. So a lot of the models that we use in AI are fundamentally black boxes. And I think that that is an issue for us, for humans going forward. I feel like the models are telling us something and we should be better at understanding what they are telling us to be better off in terms of our investigations of the mathematical world and the natural world.
How can we be better at understanding that? Or is that sort of more a computer science question that you can't really answer?
No, I think that in some sense, it's a question of effort. So Facebook really just cares about making money, and Google really just cares about serving ads that people will click on. They don't really care about how the computer just makes that decision. Whereas if I have a trained model and I can say this model is getting 100% on a problem that we really care about as humans, then maybe we'll roll up our sleeves and try to get to the bottom of what's actually going on in the model a little bit more. I also feel that from a kind of societal perspective, there's a lot of emphasis from a legislative point of view on understandable AI, and very little is being done on it from a research point of view. So there's this big gap between kind of what we want from AI and what AI can actually give us at present.